For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. There's been a lot of changes in agriculture through the decades, from the equipment used to the amount of land needed to sustain a livelihood. But I learned more through the eyes of an Illinois man who's been doing it for more than 70 years. It was a sunny day, warmer than usual for harvest, when I hopped in Gary Oxley's silver 98 model Gleaner combine. The first thing I noticed were his hands, worn, aged by the sun, and his gold wedding band slipped down near his knuckle, unable to stay in the place where it used to sit as a young man.
Occasionally I get on the wrong road, isn't that?
Gary is 87 years old, and he still sows and harvests seeds on the family farm in Modesto, a small village about 40 miles southwest of Springfield. He started as a teenager, helping his dad and grandpa.
That's all I'd ever done, really. Just kind of what I wanted to do, and so I just never had any idea of really doing anything else.
Gary has seen a lot of changes in this job over his 7 decades spent in the fields. In fact, he says, not much is the same.
In 41, my dad traded all the horses and horse-drawn equipment off to an Alice dealer for a tractor. And
Alice Chalmers was a U.S. manufacturer that gained fame for their bright orange tractors and silver combines. The company is long gone. Sitting in an air-conditioned combine, Gary told me about harvesting crops in machinery that didn't have a cab.
Especially if the wind was just right, and the Alice Chalmers combines, the pull type, had canvases on them. One run this way, and the other picked it up and took it in. And that top one would throw grain right to your back of your neck a lot of times. Quite different than it is now.
Of course, today, it's almost rare to see a combine that harvests less than 8 rows at a time. Years ago, it might have taken weeks to harvest 100 acres. Today, that can be done in 8 hours. And a couple hundred acres with some livestock? That was a livelihood. But today, Gary says farming is starting to resemble a corporation. He's watched families sell off their ground because they just can't compete with the big guys.
I guess there's fewer farmers all the time anymore. It used to be a lot of them, though. You can see if you drive through the country where the houses have been and are gone now, you know.
In the past 5 years, farmers have suffered from declining market prices for grain. Gary, of course, remembers when they were much lower, but it was just a different time.
Last year, I believe corn was around $4 a bushel and beans 10. Now they've dropped quite a bit, but you look back in records years back, why, corn might have been $1.50 or so, beans $2 and something, but our input prices were much lower too, so that makes a difference.
He watched his father and grandfather build the farm from the ground up, gaining valuable life lessons along the way. He also credits the matriarch of the family, his wife of 61 years, Lila, who maintained a household while managing the books for the farm.
So you married your wife and you had a son and then you had a daughter and your wife stayed home and you farmed. Kind of sounds like the Midwestern dream.
Well, I've done pretty well, yeah.
Now he gets to see his son Doug and grandson Brandon take over.
Are you proud that you went into farming?
Yes, I am. I didn't go to college anymore. You don't get a job anywhere unless you went to college. I just like this type of life. Living in the country.
Does it make you proud to see Doug and Brandon?
Yes, it do. Yeah, they're doing all right.
What do you hope for Doug and Brandon when you're gone?
Well, I hope they're able to continue, make a living at it.
I was still in high school when I put in my first wheat crop.
Gary's son Doug is happy to continue the legacy, giving his dad all the credit for his knowledge of farming.
Oh, just about everything takes a lot of hard work, and you got to bore down and get it done when it's time to, when hay's down, you got to make hay.
And Brandon, he says the same. He says his granddad taught him.
Value the hard day's work and what you can accomplish if you put your mind to it.
Maintaining the farm is and always will be a family affair, one the Oxleys are proud to be a part of. Around the noon hour, we said our goodbyes, and I watched the Oxley men slide into Doug's 1973 Chevy pickup. They headed off to lunch at Doug's childhood home, where ham, mashed potatoes, and a vegetable waited for them, cooked by Lila, of course. These days, most farmers will get something fried at the local pub and eat quickly in the tractor. But Gary insists on a break and a hot meal, maybe a little old school, but a staple on the Oxley family farm. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.